Now a parade commences on a bustling city street. A large float of a skeleton smoking a cigar moves in a line of other skeleton-themed floats. Mexico City. Day of the Dead. Musicians drum on a stage as floats pass by. Moving opposite the parade, a man in a white suit and skull mask walks with a cane among the many costumed people. The man in white passes a man in a black skeleton suit, who stands with a dark-haired woman. The man in black watches the man in white, then heads in a different direction. The woman wears a burgundy dress, and they both wear masks. The couple strolls opposite the parading crowd, also dressed in elaborate costumes and makeup. They make their way to a building entrance. The couple enters past a poster on a door reading, Dia de Muertos. The man in black leads the dark-haired woman up a flight of stairs. They pass men and women in formal attire, altered to match the grim theme of the celebration. The man in the black suit surveys the crowded area as they cross a lobby to an open cage elevator. The elevator ascends. The dark-haired woman pulls an item from the neckline of her dress, then leans close to the man in black. She holds up a room key and eyes her companion. They share a look, then sway to the music. They head out of the elevator. The couple crosses a crowded landing to a hotel room. The woman opens the door and goes inside. As the man joins her, the beautiful woman takes off her mask with a sultry look. The man takes off his mask, revealing himself as James Bond. They share a passionate kiss. The woman seductively walks to a bed. She lies down on her stomach.
Where are you going?
Bond drops his skeleton costume.
I won't be long.
Wearing a stylish, slim-fitted suit, he steps over a balcony rail and walks along the ledge of the building. The strap of a submachine gun hangs on his shoulder. The celebration continues on the streets below. Bond pulls a tiny device from his suit jacket and places it in his ear. Holding the weapon, he casually steps down the side of the building to the adjacent rooftop. Moving opposite the parade route, Bond attaches a silencer to the barrel of the gun. He continues across rooftops. At the end of the roof, Bond crouches behind a low wall and loads the weapon. He takes aim at the tall building across the street, where the man in white enters a room. Subtitles. Welcome, Señor Sciarra. I trust you had a pleasant journey. Bond eyes the man and two others standing by the window. Do you have it? Yes, it's over there. Bond crouches lower as Sciarra opens a briefcase. When do we blow the stadium? This evening at 6. And the flight out of here? All arranged. And then what? Then I visit the Pale King. A toast, my friend. One of the men pours drinks. As they toast, Bond takes aim. To death.
Bottoms up.
One of them spots Bond. Bond takes out two men, then hits the briefcase. Blast erupts from the room. Bond ducks to avoid debris. He watches a crack stretch along the tall building's facade. It breaks off and starts to fall toward him. Bond runs away as the building facade crashes onto the rooftop. He clings to a chunk of the caved-in roof, then slides down to a floor. The floor collapses, and Bond leaps onto a ledge. The ledge crumbles beneath him. He lands safely on a small couch. Straightening his suit, Bond walks to a door. Dust and debris rain down as Bond exits the destroyed building. He spots Sciara shuffling out of the wreckage nearby. They lock eyes. Sciara runs off, his face bloodied. Bond chases him through the crowd. They move opposite the costumed people. Sciara disappears in the dense crowd. Bond stops, then sees his target and continues pursuit. Sciara pulls out a cell phone. The wounded man glances back at Bond as he pushes through the dense crowd. Meet me in the square. Bond pushes through onlookers and comes to the parade. At a brisk walk, the agent passes a line of uniformed officers standing guard. The parade features dancing women in matching dresses and makeup. Bond looks across the parade at Sciara, who walks with his cell phone to his ear. The man in white glances back, and Bond follows his gaze. Sciara comes to a stop and locks eyes with Bond. He jogs ahead, and the agent follows. Glancing over his shoulder, Bond spots an approaching helicopter. Sciara joins a massive crowd in a large square. Running, Sciara looks up as the helicopter swoops overhead. Trailing him, Bond heads in a different direction. Sciara shoves his way through the crowd. The helicopter hovers over the square. Pushing by the costumed people, Sciara approaches the aircraft. The crowd parts as it lands. A man helps Sciara on board. Bond grabs a decorative cane and hits the man. The agent jumps on board and tussles with Sciara as the helicopter lifts off. Bond grabs the pilot, sending the aircraft into a tailspin. Agent pins Sciara, and they both nearly fall out of the open doorway. The helicopter hovers over the crowded square. Bond punches Sciara, then gets kicked toward the other end of the doorway. Both on their feet, the men fight. Bond and Sciara grab hold of straps as they nearly fall from the aircraft. Standing on the skids, they continue to fight. The pilot looks back at them as he maintains control. Bond punches Sciara into the cabin and climbs on top of him. The agent slides a silver ring off Sciara's finger. The pilot aims a flare gun. Bond dodges it, elbows the pilot, and puts him in a headlock. The helicopter soars up and barrel rolls. Sciara and Bond both cling to open doorways. The pilot rolls the aircraft again. Bond lurches inside and kicks Sciara out of the helicopter. The aircraft does another roll, then straightens out. Bond grabs the pilot, causing the helicopter to veer toward the square. people scatter. Bond yanks the controls, and the helicopter soars straight upward. Indicators flash on the dashboard. Bond lets go of the pilot and flies to the back of the cabin. The helicopter does a backflip. Bond unfastens the pilot's seatbelt. The aircraft veers downward. Bond kicks the pilot out of the helicopter. He climbs behind the controls as the aircraft spirals toward the crowded square. Bond levels the helicopter, then raises it just in time to swoop over the crowd. The agent flies over the vast city toward a cluster of high-rise buildings. Bond grins to himself.